Hey, this is Ron Jacobs for 10-4, and today we're going to take a look at some of the newness in WCF. And what's remarkable about what I'm going to show you is what's not there. That's right. You see, sometimes we can get better by taking some things out. And so we did some work in WCF and .NET 4 to make it a little easier. And so I'm going to take you through one part of the What's New in WCF 4 lab from the Visual Studio 2010 Training Kit January release, which should be out by the time you see this. Okay, so let's get started. All right, so I'm looking here at an RC release of Visual Studio 2010, and I'm going to come in here and create a new project. And we're just going to start with an empty web project, right? So let's come over here, just an empty web app, and I'm going to call this WCF4 configuration, okay? Just like that. Let's create it. Okay, so here's our blank empty solution web app, right? So the one thing I want to do now is add a web service to it, a WCF service, okay? So I'm just going to search here in WCF, and there it is, a WCF service, all right? And we'll call this echoservice.svc. All right, so we're going to make a little service that echoes back, you know, whatever text that you typed into it. Okay, so here's our service, and now we want to make just a little, you know, little bit of change here. So first thing we're going to do is change this to have a operation called echo that takes a string message. Okay, so now let me right-click here. We'll say view code, and I'm just going to copy this right out of the lab manual. So, you know, that way I save some typing. And then we want to resolve this by using system globalization. Now, let's just look through real quick what we did. We have a public method called string echo. It takes a message parameter, a string, and we'll just check to see if the string's null or empty. We'll throw an argument exception, and then we'll do string format and just return the echo here. And so doing all the right things for globalization, okay? So that's our service. Okay, now let's do something that's kind of interesting here and take a look at web.config. Now, most of the time, the web.config for an ASP.NET application is pretty big, right? If you've done ASP.NET before, you know there's a lot of stuff in there. And I'm looking here, I don't see hardly anything, right? I mean, there's very, very little. There's just this compilation debug thing here. And then we've got a little section with system service model. And in fact, watch what we're going to do here. Let's just comment out this whole thing. I'll do Control-K, Control-C, comment out that whole section, and we'll save it. And now let's just view this guy in the browser and see what happens. Wow. Now, what is going on here? You're looking at a fully functional WCF service that has no metadata. All right. So it says metadata publishing for this service is disabled, but it is a fully functional service. If we wanted to, we could call this service if we had a client that knew how to call it. Of course, since there's no metadata, I can't add a service reference, I can't use the test client or anything, but trust me, it is working. All right, so let's shut this down and see what we can do to remedy the metadata publishing. Okay, so now that we're looking at web.config again, let's take that same section here and we'll Control-K, Control-U to uncomment it. And you notice here that I'm looking at the behavior section of system service model. I have service behaviors here. And then I have a behavior that's unnamed. Its name is blank. In fact, you can even take out the name thing there. And so I have a couple of behaviors. This is the one that will give us service metadata. And then this one here would give us exception details and faults if we want them, right? And so what I have here now is behaviors that will apply to any service that doesn't ask for behaviors by name, Okay, so this behavior is just kind of applies to the unnamed service behaviors. So our service is going to get this because you might be noticing, hey, there's no service tag in the system service model section. There's no endpoint defined. I mean, how is this even working? Well, this is the beauty of what we did in .NET 4 is we made it just work by default because we say, hey, look, you've got an SVC file there. It's in your website, right? It must mean that you want to have a service. And if you want to have a service and it's in your website, it must mean that you want to use HTTP as the protocol. So that is what's going on here. Okay, now let's right-click on this and view this in the browser and see what happens. We'll fire up the development server, and there we have our WSDL. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have WSDL for our service. Pretty cool. And now let's see what we can do with that. Okay, so I'll come in here and look for the Visual Studio command prompt, and let's just fire up the WCF test client. All right, and we want to add in our service, so let's just grab this URL right out of there. Let's say add a service. We'll paste that in. Okay, so here's our echo method. We can locate that and see it gets a message. The current value is null, right? But we can pass something in it. So let's pass test. We'll click invoke. And voila, there it is. It echoed back to us test, right? So, you know, but it's kind of interesting. Let's see what happens if we don't pass anything. Wow, we get server was unable to process due to internal error, you know, and what? What caused that, right? I mean, how do I know what's going on here, right? So we can fix this. This is fixable, all right? What WCF is doing is it's saying something went wrong at the server, but the config doesn't allow me to tell you really what it is. Which might be a very good thing. For security purposes, we might want to keep that secret, okay? So we can go fix that. Let's come back over here to our project. And here's that service debug behavior. We'll just set the include details to true. Let's save this here. All right, and now let's fire up the WCF test client again. All right, and we'll go back to our service. Now let's try it passing null. Ah, see, now we get a detailed message. Okay, this is a good idea, of course, when you're developing your service to turn this on. So while you're developing the client, you can see really what's going on the server. And so we're just getting that message there. Okay, great. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. You're like, okay, Ron, that looks interesting. Okay, it's kind of nice not having so much config here. But what binding are we using? Well, what binding we're using is basic HTTP because this SVC is in your website. You're accessing it with HTTP, so that's what we're using. But you might say, hey, well, I want to use WSHTTP or maybe some other binding. How do I control what binding gets picked up? Well, it's pretty simple. I'm going to come in the config here and let's paste in a little protocol mapping. Okay, so here's what happens. As we look at the endpoint address of your service, since this service is in a website, it has an address that begins with HTTP. And so the scheme of the endpoint address is used to map to a default binding for that scheme. So now what I've done is I said, okay, if you see HTTP in the address, I want you to use a WSHTTP binding. All right, that's how we do the mapping. Okay, so let's save that. Before I go into the SVC file, I'm going to stop the localhost there. Let's fire into this. We'll say view in browser. I found that sometimes the local server doesn't pick up the change, you know, so we're going to do this. All right. I fire into here, and now look at our WSDL. Does this not, my friends, look like the WSDL of a WS star service? Yes, yes it does. See, WSHTTP binding is in use. Okay, that's how you get that done. So that's just a taste of one of the really cool new things in WCF 4 that I wanted to share with you on this episode of 10.4. And in fact, we have a whole article that describes many of the new things that are going on here by Aaron Sconard from November. So there's a bunch of new things here, and what's new in WCF4? It's on the MSDN library. So be sure and check that out. For 10-4, I'm your host, Ron Jacobs, over and out.